Welcome to the fifth and what should be the final episode of my two quarterback dynasty IDP bloody 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 draft. And this is where, I don't know, I was getting bored. I think this draft took us 4 hours to complete on a Saturday afternoon into the evening on a holiday weekend. A bunch of guys had like switched on over to like auto draft. And it shows there's like one team, we have 27-man rosters, and I think they have 14 defensive players. And we can only start four defensive players, and they have a roster of 14. But anyway, on to me. With my 22nd pick, I picked Trey Hendrickson, the defensive lineman for the Bengals. He was the number 6 for DLs last year. So let's see if that works out. And 23rd, I picked Jaquan Brisker, a defensive back for the Bears, and he was the number 14 DB in this scoring last year. And that was the first DB I'd take. Yeah, I waited all the way until the 23rd to take him. So I just don't know. I don't do IDP very often or ever, and I'm just taking a stab at him. With 24th pick, I picked Jermaine Burton, wide receiver for the Bengals. He's a rookie, and if the Higgins trade rumors pan out, he might be worth a pickup here. And this is supposed to be Dynasty, so we'll see. Then after that, I took Josh Metellus, the defensive back for the Vikings, and he was the number 3 DB in the scoring. I'm not sure why he was still there. We have Vikings fans in this league that I know of, so I don't know why he made it as far as he did. 26th pick, I took Audric Estime, running back for the Denver Broncos, but I just heard he got his knee scoped. And I don't know if he's gonna pan out, but he's a pretty good guy, pretty good running back from what I've heard, and he has a chance to play because Javonte Williams, is he gonna make a full recovery? I don't know. Every year he gets hurt, and Samaje Perine, he's on the downhill slide, and Jaleel McLaughlin turned out okay last year, so maybe. And Estime is a bigger back, if I remember right. Oh, no, he's not. Blake Watson is the bigger back, if I remember. So, but we'll see what happens. They picked him up as an UDFA. Anyway, and then I picked up, with the final pick of the draft, my 27th, I picked up Taysom Hill, quarterback, tight end for the New Orleans Saints. And I've got him on my other dynasty leagues, and he's usable. So, I mean, he was the TA-12 in their scoring format from last year. So he's a plug-and-play if you need a little bit of help. And then our draft ended, and I'm just exhausted from it. I don't want to deal with this crap. I want to play with my kids. And then I saw a whole bunch of movement on the waiver wire. I'm like, what are these guys doing? How are they adding players? We have 27-man rosters. What are they doing? And we have a taxi squad. But that's for rookies only. So I had to either move one of my players to the taxi squad or drop a player to pick up a players. And so what I did, I just dropped Taysom Hill. And then I picked up Rasheen Ali, running back for the Baltimore Ravens. Dylan Johnson, running back for the Tennessee Titans. And then I picked up Eric All, a tight end for the Cincinnati Bengals. Those three are all rookies. And then somebody had left Khalil. They dropped Khalil Mack to be able to do their get their rookies on their taxi squad. So I scooped him up before they were able to add them back on. So you got to be quick on the draw. And like old Barney Fife. But that's that draft. I know it's been a long time in coming, but I have to make content somehow. And while my content might not be good, there sure is a lot of it. Who did the monster take to prom? His girlfriend. That's been Fantasy Quick Hits with Miles.